I want to share an idea from Rav Meir Twersky's Shlita, which explains the language of the first Rama, and it also explains a deeper insight into a famous Maimer Chazal. So the Pasuk in Ekev says, a famous Pasuk, Va'ata, and now, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shomeimach, what does Hashem ask of you? All Hashem asks of you is, L'yira also, to have fear Hashem. It's Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, Him L'yira as Hashem Elokecha, L'echas V'chol Jachu, V'al Bo also. All Hashem asks of you is to have Yira Shemayim. Rashi quotes from the Gemara that this pasuk is a source, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Miyira Shemayim. Hashem takes care of everything, He runs everything, He governs everything. Our only job is to have Yira Shemayim. Good. But there's another Maimer Chazal. The Gemara says that this pasuk is a source for the Asmachta to say 100 brachas every day. The word ma, what does Hashem ask? Ma sounds like mea, 100. So the Gemara says that this pasuk is a source for the idea of saying 100 brachos every day. This is a din derabanan, and Chazal linked it to this pasuk. It's a Gemara Menachos Mem Gimel Amid Beis. So one way to read the Gemara is that you read Ma as if it says Mea. Also, this pasuk has 99 letters, and if you add the Aleph to Ma, it's 100 letters. So if you read it as if it's a Mea, it's like a remez for 100. Okay. It's a very nice idea. But the question is, why is this pasuk the source of the idea of saying 100 brachas every day? Well, what's the thematic connection? Now, it's interesting. The Rama that we saw talks about the first Rama on the Shulchan Aruch, that a person should have an awareness that Hashem is always in front of him, Shivisi Hashem Negvi Samid, and a person should feel as if he's in front of Hashem. And then the Rama says, if someone does this, Miyad Yagia Elov Hayira Vachna V'Pachad Hashem Yisparach. Miyad, which Rav Twersky interpreted to mean automatically, a person will have Yira. The Yira is going to come automatically, immediately, automatically. It's an interesting word. This Rama, the Rama here is quoting from the Mor Nevuchim, at the end of Mor Nevuchim. The Rama here is teaching us an idea, Rav Twersky said. It's in a deep idea. That if you want to have Yira Shemayim, what you have to work on is having an awareness of Hashem. If a person has an awareness that Hashem is there, and you're thinking about it, that basically automatically brings you to Yira Shemayim. That's the chiddush of that word in the Rama. So if you want to talk about achieving Yira Shemayim, everyone wants to have more Yira Shemayim, the Rama, the Rambam, is teaching us a secret, that the way to get to the Yira Shemayim is through a greater awareness of Hashem. And Rav Twersky pointed out that this same idea is hinted at beautiful diuk in the Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Brachos is talking about saying Birchos Hanen and Birchos HaMitzvah, and then the Rambam continues. And the Rambam says that Chazal were also Masakein Brachos Shevach Vodah, and the Rambam writes, Ubrachos Rabos Tiknu Chachamim Derech Shevach Vodaya, V'Derech Bakasha. This is Hilchos Brachos, Perek Av, Halacha Gimel. Why were Chazal Masakein the Brachos? Kidei Lizkor Es Habore Tamid, so that a person will always remember Hashem, etc. Halacha Dalid, the Rambam adds a word, Ubrichos hoda shein derech shabach vodoya ubakasha kidei liskeres habore tamid uli yira mimenu. The Rambam puts in fear of Hashem. So the Rambam here is teaching us that you remember Hashem and it brings you to the yira. So the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos says the same idea that the Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim, which the Rama quotes, that once a person remembers Hashem and has an awareness of Hashem, then basically, automatically, he'll have more Yira Shemayim. Oh. And it's done through Brachos. So Rav Tversky says, that's the Pshat in the Chazal. That's the deep Pshat in the Chazal. If you say 100 Brachos every day, with a little bit of Kavana, maybe a lot of Kavana, that's going to bring you to Yira Shemayim. More, and that's why, it's a very beautiful Pshat, that's why the Pasuk, which Chazal found the Remez for 100 Brachos every day, is a Pasuk that talks about Yira Shemayim. Because it's the Brachos, it's the 100 Brachos every day that will bring us to more Yira Shemayim. Now, how so? If you have this awareness of Hashem during the Bracha. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal would often say the most important words in the Bracha are Ata Hashem. A person feels he's talking to Hashem. That's what you want to work on when we say a bracha. People sometimes mumble brachas. Try not to mumble the brachas. A person should think about, I'm about to talk to Hashem. That awareness that I'm talking to someone, to Hashem, that's the yesod of brachos. And if a person has that kavana and takes that extra second to think before he says the bracha, I'm now talking to Hashem, he'll have this kiyum of liskeres habore tamid, and that will bring him to the Yira Shemayim. So this beautiful Mahalach of Rav Tversky explains the diuk in the first Ramah on the Shulchan Aruch, Miyad Yegilav Hayira. It also explains the beautiful diuk in the Rambam of what the purpose of brachos are, liskeres habore tamid uli yira mimenu. And it also explains a deep insight into the Maimer Chazal that the Asmachta for 100 brachos every day is the pasuk which teaches about Yira Shemayim. And the practical message is that if you want to work on Yira Shemayim, work on having this awareness of Hashem in your life. And that awareness of Hashem basically automatically will lead to more Yira Shemayim. It's a beautiful, beautiful pshat. Hadach from Rav Tversky Shlita.